Praise the Lord. Message number 74. The title of the message, The Parables of the Mustard Seed and the Yeast. Let us open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and let us read verse 31 to verse 33. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. We come, Lord, before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint this time, anoint my lips, anoint your word. Arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O Lord. I pray your message, your exhortation to us will give us encouragement to go on forward in serving you and doing your work and your will. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the kingdom of God in parable, so that the meaning will be brought to us and to everyone who is going to listen or read his word in a clear and a precise way to understand in order to apply in our life. The first parable is the parable of the mustard seed. The mustard seed is the smallest of the seed, as the Lord say. But the tree, when it grow, it will become the largest in the garden. Sometimes the mustard seed will reach 3 feet, and sometimes it will reach up to 15 feet in height. The Lord referring here to the church, his kingdom on earth. Church that is planted by the Lord through the work of his word and the effect and the work of the Holy Spirit. At the beginning, it might have only few members or few people are there, but later on, it will grow. There will be a great potential for the church to grow. Always the church is growing. The work of Jesus always is growing and expanding, and we get encouraged from that. And more members, more people will be added to his church beyond our imagination and beyond any human imagination how the church have the potential to grow, to reach areas and people, countries, villages, different kind of language, background, sex, ethnic group, because that is the work of the Lord. Jesus told the Jewish, his audience, they were Jewish. To his disciples, they were Jewish. He told them that the mustard seed tree may it grow that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. The meaning for the birds to the Jews are the Gentiles. What Jesus is telling to the crowd, to his disciples and to us today, the church can expand and sure will grow and sure will reach people we never imagined, nationalities we never think that they will come to the Lord, tongues and ethnic groups that we never put in our mind they will come to the Lord. They will come. The Lord was speaking here, the Gentiles for the Jews are the Romans who were conquering the land. And the Lord was speaking that His kingdom will reach those people. And we truly, what the Lord has spoke in this parable has been fulfilled in the life of His church. The church in the first century was extended through the apostles to areas, lands, and people beyond where Israel was. The church had reached regions in Asia, had reached Europe, and had reached Africa through the Great Commission. And finally, even the household of Caesar, they come to know the Lord. That those are the birds that are going to perch on the branches of the mustard tree. Jesus say in Matthew 28 verse 19-20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The message is for us. The message is for you today to apply in your life. The parable of the mustard seed encourages us that the Lord sure will enlarge the church, the tent of His dwelling, and He will enlarge our territory, and that will impart to us two important points. First point, that we must increase our faith unto Him. Have faith in God that He will accomplish what He had promised, even if it is beyond your imagination or understanding, or you may say how the Lord will do that. That is His work and He will do it. The second point, do your part and give your best input into His kingdom. God will enlarge the church and that is His work. We need to give our best input into His kingdom, and that's our part. Yes, it is the Lord's work and doing, but every one of us has his important part and role. God save us for a purpose, to live our lives unto Him and to serve Him. Your input should be in bearing fruit that goes with repentance. Your input, that your life should be a good example to be set before others so that they will follow Christ as they will see your life and the changes and the transformation in your life. Your input is by bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit and having the character of Jesus. Your input being filled with the Holy Spirit and using the gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve God, His church, the body of Christ that the Lord had placed you in, and doing your best to evangelize and making new disciples to be added in His kingdom. You must know very well, I must know very well, every one of us must know very well, the dedication of our life, time, money, resources, and the rest of what we have and possess will help in the expansion of His work and the growth of His church. When we pray in the Lord, prayer. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. That is not only for the future, but for us also today. As we give our part and give our best and dedicate ourselves to the Lord, God's work will be flourish and get expanded and reach other people. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 15, the Word of God encourages us, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. The word here, do your best. You need to do your best. God will make the church grow. God will make the ministry grow. God will expand His kingdom. But me and you, we need to do our best for Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse chapter 15, verse 58. Say the word of God. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Our labor in the Lord is not in vain. It will be fruitful. The work of Jesus will be fruitful. It will be plentiful. The work of Jesus will be rewardable to us as we invest our time and talents and life and our resources, our money, the spiritual gift that God give us, the whole part of our body as we dedicate it to the Lord, God's work will expand. In the second parable, the parable of the yeast, Jesus is speaking that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Those who hear this message, those who used to bake by adding the yeast to the flour, they know the ultimate effect on the dough. The yeast will make the flour swell, the dough swell, and have gas, and will make it grow bigger under the effect of the heat. When they will bake and they will put the dough under the heat, then the dough will expand because the yeast had fermented certain part of the dough, and the effect of fermentation is some gases that will swell under the effect of the heat. Some of those who interpret this parable, they speak about the yeast or the leaven as something not good, because it is causing fermentation. They consider it as a symbolic to the principle of corruption working deceitfully and subtly. And they quote the following scripture. They quote what the Lord say in Matthew 16 verse 11 and 12. The Lord say, how is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in the bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Also, in Mark chapter 8 and verse 15, Mark chapter 8 and verse 15, the Lord told them, his disciple, be careful, Jesus warned them, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. So he is mentioning here certain teaching, false teaching and wrong teaching, and the harmful effect of those who against God and who those who persecute the church. But that is unlikely what the Lord mean by the parable of the yeast. Also in the Old Testament, the Lord spoke to his people that when they will take the Passover, they will take it with a bread without yeast. So certain people who explain this parable, they will speak, they will emphasize more about the human power and influences on the word of God, the work of the flesh of a human to expand the church, but that is not the work of God, as they say. But unlikely the Lord was speaking here about this. In book of Leviticus chapter 7 verse 13, the Lord commanded, along with his fellowship offering of thanksgiving, he is to present an offering with cakes of bread made with yeast. So the Lord here he recommend that the person going to offer a fellowship offering to the Lord and of thanksgiving to God, that he will present bread made with yeast. So he did not fully hate the yeast or abolish it from the life of his people. So the explanation that the meaning of the parable of the yeast is the corruption working subtly inside the church or his kingdom, that is not what the Lord meant with the parable of the yeast. The most probable explanation of the parable of the yeast is the following: that the influence of the kingdom, God's church, is intensive as well as extensive. The church, it affects the whole society with which it comes in contact. Such explanation encourages us to continue to stand firm and to do our part in spreading the word of God, and to continue to teach and preserve the principle of God's word in our lives and in the life of the people around us. The people around us, the society around us, or the people that we are reaching and evangelizing and try to penetrate may not be happy with the teaching of God's word. Certain teaching is hard about repentance, water baptism, forgiveness. People, they are not happy when you speak about forgiveness. They might not be happy about speaking about loving your enemies, about God's judgment. They might not be happy about giving, teaching about tithing, speaking about living in righteousness and holiness. People may not be happy, but as the yeast had changed the dough and have effect, the teaching of the Lord, the word of God, it would change the people. We must be assured that finally there will be changes and a transformation in certain people lives and contexts. Matthew 16, when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as is in heaven. As we continue to stand firm in the prayer, spreading the word, discipling, living in holiness, and speaking the truth in love, facing without compromises the sin of the people, the sin of the society, the sin of the people around us, when we face them, we need to be assured that God's kingdom will come and His will be done. The message encourages us as a church, encourages us as workers, leaders, pastors, to go forward with the gospel. The church, His kingdom will expand. Every work of Jesus will be blessed. Me and you, my brethren, we need to do our best in serving the Lord. Let's come to Him and pray. Let us kneel down at the feet of Jesus. Tell Him, Lord, thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank You for the message that encourages us. Lord, I commit my life unto You. I will go forward in serving You, Lord, doing my best. I'll put my best input. Lord, take my life, consume my life with the fire of the Holy Spirit in Your plan and Your will for Your cause, for Your kingdom to expand and reach the lost and reach areas that I never think or imagine. Glory to You, Lord. Lord, I am filled with joy as I hear and meditate on Your word. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.